Jesus tells us to come to him, we who labor and are burdened, and he will give us rest. He says that his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And yet, so often in our lives, we're not experiencing the lightness of that burden, the easiness of that yoke. We want to come to the Lord. I mean, that's certainly why you're here. We want this to be true, but so often this is not our personal experience. Well, the Lord can't be a liar. Not only does he speak the truth, he is the truth. And so if there's a failure, it's always on our part. I'm doing something wrong. What am I failing to do? I want an easier yoke, a lighter burden. I want to have rest in my soul, peace in my soul, but I don't. But our Lord tells us very clearly, you must come to me. And it's not enough to just do that in some type of abstract or intellectual way. In many respects, he means it quite literally in regards to spending time with him, not only at Mass, which is a requirement, come to him physically, but even just visiting his presence in the church. Come to me when you're burdened. Come here to the church. Spend time with me. I will give you rest. But it's not enough also just to come to him. That's part of the requirement. We need that. We need to strive to be even physically in his Eucharistic presence as much as is humanly possible or practical. But he says we have to learn from him. I mean, you can spend a lot of time with somebody, but if you never listen to them, you're not going to learn from them. So we need to come and be with him, spend time with him, and learn from him. And what does he say we need to learn? We learn that he is meek and humble of heart. Meek and humble. Our Lord says those are the most important lessons we need to learn from him in order to lighten our burdens and make our yokes easier. We see this, obviously, in any way that Jesus suffers. He does it humbly. He's never angry, never resentful, not at the Father who asks him to suffer, and not at the hands of the people who inflict that suffering upon him. Not when they call him names, not when they beat him or kill him, not when they disrespect his kingship and his divinity. He never retaliates. Now, he doesn't always take it. What I mean by that is there are many times throughout the gospel in which Jesus just walks away from those who are trying to kill him. So I'm not saying every time somebody's punishing or crucifying or trying to inflict pain upon you that you should just sit there and take it. I mean, honestly, if you can walk away, walk away. Jesus did most of the time. But there are times in which we cannot get away from the cross. Could be because the cross is our spouse, or our children, or our parents, or our job, or whatever. You can't just walk away all the time. And in those instances, what does our Lord show us? Meekness and humility. And when we come to him, when we spend time with him, especially in his Eucharistic presence, when we listen to his word and meditate upon his life, we can learn these lessons and start putting them into practice for ourselves. And that's how we begin to change. Now, the best one to help us do this is the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know how often I speak about the Holy Rosary. You know, apart from the sacraments themselves, it is the greatest prayer in the church. Because you have the best disciple ever, the Mother of the Lord, teaching you about the life of her Son through the meditations, through the holy mysteries. It's even more powerful when you pray it in his Eucharistic presence. Now, it's fantastic anywhere or anytime that you pray it. I'm not saying you can only pray it at church. I'm just saying it's even more powerful here. Obviously, you're in the presence of the Lord. But when we meditate upon the life of Jesus through the prayers of the Rosary, Our Lady has this unique ability to explain things to us, to teach us. No one knew the Son better than the Mother. And so she can help us to learn these great mysteries, these truths about Jesus, and help us to put them into practice like a good mother. She remains with us throughout the day when we pray, seeking her intercession. She helps us and she guides us. This is why devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, for all intents and purposes, is essential in the spiritual life. And it's not because Jesus can't save us apart from Mary, but Jesus does not choose to save us apart from Mary's intercession. That's the key. He does not choose to. It's not that he can't, but he will not. The Church teaches that all of the graces of Jesus Christ flow through the hands of the Blessed Mother. So any grace that you receive, even the graces of the sacraments, ultimately flow through her. If I want to learn his meekness and his humility, I can't do it without Mary. To the extent that my relationship with Mary grows, to that extent will my relationship with the Lord. When I first went into college, one of the things that began to grow immediately was my devotion to the Blessed Mother. Now, I was raised with parents who taught us to pray the Rosary regularly, and so I already had a very strong devotion to her, which was wonderful. But I consecrated myself to her that first year of college and began to pray the Rosary every day and spend more time in front of the Blessed Sacrament and really try to increase my devotion. I got this beautiful, miraculous medal ring, and I would wear it all the time and, you know, oftentimes keep a little image of Our Lady in my shirt pocket close to my heart. You know, all these beautiful little devotions just to help remind me of her role in my life and my relationship with her. But as the years went by, what I began to notice was there could be weeks when she was pretty much the only dead person I talked to, right? She was the only saint that I spoke with. It's not that I didn't talk to the Lord. It's just I kind of focused on her. After a while, what I found whenever I would pray my rosary, it was as if the Blessed Mother would say, okay, it's enough about me now. Let's think about Jesus. Let's focus here on Jesus. And I was like, no, that's okay, Blessed Mother. I'm okay with you. But she kept insisting and kept insisting. And after a while, you know, like a good mother, she turns me towards her Son. And as my love and devotion for him began to grow and deepen, then what Jesus would do is say, okay, now let's go back to Mary. You got to learn some lessons from her. And for years this went on. It was really fascinating spiritually. How it was this sense of, and it was just my personal focus in my prayer life. It's like our Lord and our Lady kept handing me off one to the other because each could help me in different ways. So we see how they go hand in hand. Yes, Jesus is our Savior and our Lord, but he chose this wonderful woman to help us draw near to him. And so our devotion to her is essential. And it's something we all can certainly work on and certainly improve, even if we already pray the rosary, even if we already wear a miraculous medal and the holy scapular and all of these great devotions. So if you truly want an easier life, a lighter burden, she'll do the rest. She'll really take care of it for you because she'll draw you closer to her Son. And inevitably, you will learn that meekness and that humility of the Lord. And then everything will change. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.